Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome back to the Locked On Eagles podcast. I'm Sharon Davenport, your host, officially here to bring you that daily Eagles talk. That's what we do. Thursday, three more days before the Eagles are set to travel to Baltimore and face the Ravens. This is going to be a good game, a game that's definitely of a lot of significance to me. I mean, the Ravens are a team that I used to cover for the last 2 years, so it was really good to be able to jump on the conference call yesterday and talk to Joe Flacco, catch up with Coach Harbaugh yesterday. Man, he's a great dude, and he's someone that is always good to talk shop with. Joe Flacco, I tell you, man, that guy is a quarterback. Just as a person, he has one emotion, and that's none. I mean, he is definitely unflappable. He never gets too high, too low. So Flacco just kicking things off with this. Just look at the Ravens offense. We have to start with Joe Flacco. He's the trigger man, and he's the guy that just keeps this team going. He's been the steadying force since 2008. And he was rushed into duty back then, and he hasn't turned back since. He did miss his first games last year, and you know, he's recovering from that major knee injury. It was a reconstruction, a couple ligament tears, and he's back, struggling to slide a little bit, but he's back, standing in the pocket and delivering the football down the field to his receivers. And just looking statistically, Joe Flacco, by the way, is never a guy that you just look at and you say, hey, look, he's a fantasy football quarterback. You know, he's someone that, you know, will put up 4,500 yards, 30 touchdowns, et cetera, et cetera. That's not what you get with Joe Flacco. You get efficient football. And here's an example. He's completed 65% of his passes, 3,500 yards. He could end up setting a personal record. I don't believe he's passed for 4,000 yards in his career, but again, it goes back to he's not a volume passer. He's one of those guys that will be able to throw the ball between 25 and 30 times, but be very effective with it. That being said, he has 549 attempts this year, 17 touchdowns. The interceptions are up. He has 12 interceptions, so that's something you would like to see improve. 95-yard completion he has this season. So Joe Flacco, one of the things that a lot of people like about him is his calmness. No moment is ever too big. And he's the kind of quarterback that just, you know, he'll come to the huddle and it doesn't matter what the situation is. He's going to be the same old Joe. And that's why Jim Schwartz pointed out how his play lives up to his nickname, Joe Cool. He's just unflappable. And that's one of the things that John Harbaugh said really compared him to Carson Wentz. He liked the way, in watching Carson Wentz, some of the things that he saw was that he was unfazable, and that's one of the things he pointed out. Actually, that's the only thing he pointed out as a similarity between the two quarterbacks. So Joe Flacco, he's definitely, in my book, one of the better quarterbacks. I have him a top 10 guy, you know, and again, it doesn't go back to statistically. He doesn't get a lot of love because he doesn't put up the stats, but in my book, he is one of the better quarterbacks in the league. Running back-wise, Kyle Juszczyk, the former Harvard tight end, he's a guy that has come in and played the fullback position. He's a crushing blocker. They like to get him the ball out of the backfield as well. I remember last year, there were about six games in which the first play of the game was a play-action dump to Juszczyk in the flat. And it just was something that they started with over and over again. So they definitely rely on him in the passing game as well. He was an all-conference, you know, tight end at Harvard. So he's definitely a weapon. He's someone that they will go to from time to time. But running back-wise, as far as just the tailbacks themselves, They have a couple good ones, and they have one that could do a lot. Javaris Buck Allen, he's been inactive. He's a patient runner. He's ideal for a cutback, you know, the zone blocking scheme that the Ravens used last year. This year they're not doing it as much, but he still is a guy that has plenty of ability, but he's just not getting the time. And that's because rookie Kenneth Dixon has come in and played outstanding football. The guy set a record for most touchdowns in a career in college. And when you watch him play, I mean, even though he's not the biggest guy, let's see exactly how big he is and look up his measurables. But one of the things that you have to think about when you watch him, he runs hard, 5'10", 212 pounds. He's a hard runner. You know, he's hard to bring down, and rarely do you see him going down with one defender. And he's so when they give the ball to inside, they like to throw him the ball as well. They let him run the stretch plays. So they do like to really feature Kenneth Dixon. But they also have Terrence West. And Terrence West is another guy that just, you know, high volume of carries in college. He bounced around between the Browns, the Titans, and then the Ravens. And once he got to Baltimore, his hometown, he really kicked things in gear. Got himself in shape. The weight issues were pushed aside, and he's taken over as a starter. As a matter of fact, with Terrence West's success, that allowed them to release Justin Forsett, who is now in Denver after being in Detroit. And, I mean, when you look at West, he's leading the team with 654 yards rushing. The ability is definitely there. They just need to commit to the run. And that was one of the things that caused John Harbaugh to let go of Mark Trestman. I remember covering them last year when Trestman was there. And every week we would talk about, you know, the importance of running the football. Coincidentally, that's what we're talking about this year almost every week with the Eagles and Doug Peterson. But that's another conversation. But that was really behind John Harbaugh letting Mark Trestman go, because Trestman was too devoted to the pass. He would abandon the run too quickly. You look at the attempts for Terrence West, 165 attempts, 57 attempts for Kenneth Dixon. He's averaging 4.3 yards per carry. T. West at 4 yards per carry. So both of these guys could carry the football. It's just a matter of getting them more carries. And we'll see how that situation continues to work out. It's getting cold out, and it's time for that smash mouth, you know, pack and play style of football. The Ravens, if they go to the playoffs, they're going to have to play strong defense, which they clearly are able to do as the number one rated defense in the league. But they're going to have to run the football better. Those are the recipes for winning on the road late in the year as well as in the playoffs. So that's something that you'll see them continue to work into the program. But I tell you what, when they want to throw the football, they have some options. And you look at, you know, the tight end position. Dennis Pitta is an awesome story. The guy missed back-to-back seasons with a major hip injury. And, you know, he hadn't played for a while. He came back. And he now leads the team in receptions, 65 receptions. And when you look at what he's been able to do as far as working the middle of the field and just, you know, being a reliable target for Joe Flacco. He talked about it last night on the conference call about how the tight end, you know, really allows them to work the middle of the field. And you don't always want to throw it outside. And that's where your tight ends come into play. And Flacco has always, always been a big a guy on throwing to the tight end. So you'll see Dennis Pitta featured in this offense. Crockett Gilmore on the injury report, just looking at that, he was limited in practice. And that's a good sign for the Ravens as well, because he's someone that has come back was looking to come back and be impactful. He was the starter at tight end before the season, you know, began. He was ahead of Dennis Pitta as Pitta tried to work his way back. But tight end position goes deeper than that. I mean, you look at what they have as far as Nick Boyle. He's a blocking tight end. You know, Nick Boyle, actually, come to think of it, he reminds me a lot of Brent Celek. You know, not the fastest guy, not the most athletic guy, but he's just tough. He has a lot of heart. He's gritty, and he's someone that will, you know, sacrifice his body to make blocks and also to make the catch. You know, it takes some big hits. So that's a similarity, you know, between the two. Just getting back to Crockett Gilmore real quick. I remember watching him at the Senior Bowl, and he's a guy last year I predicted would be a solid fantasy guy. You know, you always have to give the fantasy football perspective. And he's someone that, you know, when I was on some of the fantasy football shows, I definitely had him pegged as someone to watch. His best game came against the Raiders. I believe it was 2 touchdowns he had against them. But injuries have just hurt Crockett Gilmore. Now, another guy to point out on the tight end side of things is Darren Waller, the second-year player. He's a former receiver. He converted to tight end, and he had a touchdown against the Patriots. He's someone they like to use in tight spaces and in red zone especially. You know, let him run that quick slant, that skinny post, you know, that quick post rather, the crossing routes, because he's a big body. So they like to let him use his quickness. At tight end, his quickness more comes into play than it would as a receiver working outside. But before he got hurt last year, he had a pretty decent season. He's doing well this year, you know, scored a couple touchdowns. But the tight end position is something that this Ravens team always places a high importance on. And they have 4 pretty decent ones. So we'll see who's active on game day. You know, I think it'll probably be the top 3. You know, we'll see what Gilmore is able to do as far as practice is concerned. But if he's good to go, they'll probably deactivate Nick Boyle. So that's your look at the tight ends. And, you know, I'm going to skip the receivers for right now. We'll come back to them. Actually, you know what? Let's go to the receivers. And I talked to Jalen Mills about, you know, a couple of the guys that he's going to have to cover. So take a look at what Jalen Mills had to say about the Ravens receivers.
So this week, you got Speed and Mike Wallace.
Yep.
You got Steve Smith.
Yep.
The Fire. What have you seen from these guys from your film study as you watched them?
For one, you know, we were talking about the quarterback. You know, we've been playing teams where, you know, they may have had that one guy that, you know, that, I mean, regardless of any situation, that they're going to at least try to force the ball to him a couple times. You know, with this group of guys, you know, I mean, they throw it all over the place. You know what I mean? It's not a certain guy who's going to get the ball on a certain play, you know. So, as a group, you know, we got to cover down. You know, like you said, you got Steve Smith with that grit. You know, Mike Wallace, he is the guy who can take the top off for sure. But, I mean, we just got to cover the whole field with these guys.
When you're going against a receiver like Mike Wallace,
yeah.
I mean, it's not really too many cats in the league that could run with him.
Yeah.
So, for you, I mean, how important is it to be able to get that jam on him?
Oh, man, it's number one priority. You know, you have to slow him down. Regardless if I'm in the zone and I'm passing to my safety or he's going across the field to a backside linebacker or whatever, you know, you want to kind of get that nudge on him so he can't just – he's at best when he can just run that straight line. And I mean, he's just running past guys.
Thanks. Yep.
So that was Jalen Mills talking about Mike Wallace and Steve Smith. And notice what he said about the grit. So just looking at those two guys, Mike Wallace, he's the deep threat. He's averaging 14.6 yards a carry. He's on pace to have a 1,000-yard season. He had that 95-yard reception, 4 touchdowns as well. He and Steve Smith have combined to be a pretty solid tandem as far as working the deep ball and working across the middle of the field. Smith Sr., 58 receptions, 646 yards, 3 TDs. And that's saying something, coming off of an Achilles injury, you know, at the age that he is, 37 years old. And this is probably his final season in the league. And he's going to go out on a bang. The guy eclipsed the 1,000 receptions career-wise mark. And he's a top-flight receiver, even still to this day. So those are two guys to definitely watch out for. Bashard Perryman is coming along. I tell you, there's a parallel between he and Nelson Aguilar. They both, you know, were high draft picks. Some had them rated in the second round, but they went in the first round. And they haven't really achieved the results that fans want. And I tell you, man, fans were tough on Perryman when I was there. And he's fighting through it, and he had a big catch against the Patriots last week. So Bashard Perryman is another one to watch. Kamar Aiken also is a guy that will work the intermediate routes. And Chris Moore, the rookie out of Cincinnati, he's still up and coming. Offensive line-wise, we're going to speed through this. Ronnie Stanley, the rookie left tackle, has, you know, been in and out of the lineup with injuries. Same thing with the left guard and Alex Lewis. Those are two guys that they're definitely relying upon. Jeremy Zuta is a solid center. Marshall Yanda, definitely watch that matchup between Yanda and Fletcher Cox. You know, this is a clash of the Titans. I actually wrote about that, and check that out on the Eagles Wire. And then just wrapping up with Rick Wagner, he's a right tackle that's playing in a contract year. He's definitely looking to solidify himself for a long-term deal. So that's the show. That's your Ravens offense, so you get a look. We'll be back tomorrow. Take a look at the Ravens defense. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, the Locked On Eagles podcast. Follow me on Twitter, at @TDavenport_NFL, as well as theeagleswire.usatoday.com. See you tomorrow.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.